Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's get Brian back on, man. I've been waiting for this now 24 hours. I feel like I'm invested in Brian.
Because you're going to start bragging that you introduced them when they get married, right? And kids and are together forever.
It's the girl syndrome right there that, I was the one that brought them together.
Oh, I'm responsible for this beauty.
Brian called us yesterday. And he said that he met this girl in a bar a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And then he lost his phone the next day on a bike ride. He's in a panic, man. Mm-hmm. Can't find her.
He already asked her out when they met, got her phone number, but then the phone was gone.
And she was totally cool with that. Here's my phone number, no worries. Well, he spends like a week and a half calling different hair salons in Marietta because over the course of the conversation that they had over the night, he just remembers that she was a hairstylist in Marietta. So he's calling all these places trying to find her. He goes online trying to find her, and he has no luck at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he calls us yesterday, and he gives us some details that she lives in Grand Park, we knew. We knew that she was a hairstylist in Marietta, and we knew she was like 5'9", and she had dark brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all pretty much that we had right there. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Okay.
You nervous?
Yeah, you have a different tone in your voice.
Nerves?
Is it?
Nervous? No. Why? Why would I be nervous?
Because love,
destiny is await.
I think every creeper gets nervous before.
When
you're about to have face to face interaction with the person they've been internet stalking.
Gross! Don't say that.
Come on, Jeff.
At this point, though, we don't know if she even, gave him the fake number or the real number.
I know. That's crossed my mind before.
Mm-hmm. No, because this is too perfect. Perfect and romantic.
I think
it's not
going
to be anything ugly. No wrong number given.
All right, when we get her on, we will have this guy to thank, because Dale called us yesterday. Let's get him on. Hey, Dale?
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys this morning?
Good. You are about to be the agent, the ambassador of destiny, dude. You were the one listening yesterday and called us.
Yes, I was telling Laura how this could be just her destiny.
And if it doesn't work out, Dale, and you play your cards right, you could maybe take Brian over to the other side for a minute.
Oh, God. I'm not too good at that.
When you called her yesterday or you saw her yesterday, what were the first words that came out of your mouth?
Well, actually, when I got there, I opened the back door, and she was standing at the back door saying, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, no.
and everybody was back there, like, saying how cute it was. And, you know, we were just, we were really excited. I'm so excited for Laura because she's such a great girl. I mean, she's beautiful inside and out. And I think I told you yesterday, if I was a dad a few years younger, I'd want her my girlfriend and marry her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I saw somebody sent me, like, a link to her yesterday. I think it was producer Tracy. She's really cute. She's really cute.
Yeah. Did you see the one at Claiborne's where she works? She had peak hair then.
I did, yeah. That's the one I saw.
Yeah, she cut her hair shorter and it's darker. And she's just, you know, I've known Lauren for a little over a month. She's just such a young, talented stylist that's up and coming. And she's just so kind and a big heart. And I don't know, the second her and I met, we just kind of connected. And I just think the world of her.
Sweet.
And to think, Brian, this girl almost slipped out of your hands already, dude. I mean,
yeah. She was talking about that too yesterday.
Did she seem to be charmed by it, or did she seem to be a little freaked out about it?
She was a little freaked out at first, but the more I started talking to her about it, she was like, "Yeah, you're right. Maybe you're right. I need to do this." And I said, "Of course you do." I said, "I mean, you're beautiful. I mean." Why would you not?
Well, I'm sure anybody would be freaked out if their name was being talked about on the radio and somebody was looking for him. I mean, that's a little intense at first.
Sure. Until you hear all the details, and because it's all pretty charming. Mm-hmm. I mean, that he went this far out of his way.
Did she remember him, Dale?
Yes, she did. Okay. I vaguely remember him because I spilled his drink on him. And I was embarrassed. And I said, "Oh, okay, way to go, girl."
That's good. She doesn't vaguely remember him. He's 8'2", and he was staring at her and licking his lips for 3 hours at the bar.
Why are you making this so creepy, man?
That is too funny. That is so funny. I'm just so excited for it because I think what this guy's done, I think it's very romantic.
Well, she's on hold, so Brian, I'm about to put her on with you, and these are always awkward.
You can do it, Brian. Like, be charming and, you know, vertically convenient.
Let's ride this pony. Not you, Jeff.
I got to be honest with you. I don't take offense to that, but I would if I were her. And Dale's like, yeah, let's do it.
Let's ride this pony.
Let's do it.
Let's get Lauren on.
Are you going to take Dale off, or are you going to make this like a three-way?
Well, I think I'm going to make it a three-way because whenever it's just one-on-one, it's always awkward.
Dale's going to help him talk.
The more people at the party, I think the better in this case.
Well, I've never been on a three-way with a woman before.
Lauren's like a little his and hers. Bring it.
Well, okay. Let's get it going.
Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Ride this pony.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey. I'm good. It's a little early for me, but... I'm good.
When do you normally get up?
Probably about like 8:45.
I know I have this generalization of hairstylists that you guys work until like 8 o'clock at night, but then all of you go out and you party until 4 or 5 in the morning.
No, I was actually asleep in bed by 12 o'clock last night.
Okay.
So, Lauren, were you totally flattered that Brian's been looking for you?
You know. It was a little crazy at first, but a friend of mine called me at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had only been up for like 15 minutes. I was like, okay, well, just let me get ready for work, and I'll listen to it and see if the guy's really talking about me. And so, of course, I had to call one of my other friends. I'm like, you have to listen to the radio, and I mean, it's really flattering. It is. It was a little strange at first hearing somebody talk. On a radio show that's broadcast, you know, all around the area. But, no, I mean, it's flattering. Definitely.
I bet I'd call.
And you remembered who he was because of the spilt drink?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I totally spilled a drink on that guy.
And he's super tall, too, so.
Yeah, that was one of the other things. I do remember him being, like, really, really tall. And I'm definitely not a short person myself. So, and I probably had like 4-inch heels on or something.
See, okay. Tall women wearing heels, man. As a guy that's 5'4", it drives me crazy. don't own your height. Hide it. All right, here's Brian. Hey, Brian. Here's Lauren.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sorry to make such a such a scene of everything, but I did say I would call. So
yeah.
Lauren, go to your closet and open it. We've got a surprise for you.
He's been there all night. Brian, tell Lauren, I mean, and I think this is charming, so I don't think I'm setting you up to freak her out, but I mean, you went to great lengths. You were so impressed with her that night. You went to great lengths to try to find out who she was.
You know, I mean, I went to a place or two. I called some places, and I looked at several places online, and then, I kind of felt, I felt like I just kind of missed the website yesterday when I saw the Claiborne's website, because there you were, right on the main page or second to the first page. So, but anyway, yeah, it was kind of fun. It's nothing else. I hope it'll at least be a memorable experience.
There's no doubt about that. It definitely is.
So, Lauren, are you in a relationship right now? Or are you not in? Well, you obviously are because you gave me your phone.
No, I'm single.
Okay. All right. And here's the awkward part.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Here you go. Take charge, Dale. Here's your chance, Brian. Ask her out.
Do it.
What's that?
I said, do it, Lauren. Do it.
What am I? Okay. Lauren, I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Lauren, would you like to ride that pony?
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Not mine.
I guess I could find out if I would like to.
Yeah, why don't we just do this? Why don't I put both you guys on hold? And Lauren, I'll give you Brian's phone number or whatever, vice versa. And then at least you guys are back in contact with each other. I mean, you gave him your number once, so we're assuming it's okay to give it to him again.
Yeah, it's quite all right.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Awesome.
This thing's done.
This is good.
This thing's done. We'll let it go before Jeff really creeps you out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Brian, you hold on with us. Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too.
And thanks for giving us a call. And thanks, Lauren. Okay, Brian, man. That's done, dude.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right. So go now, get your girl.
Ball is in your court now, dude. We found her for you. And I must say, I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Like, that's awesome.
Our batting average on this thing is really around 850.
Yeah.
So
I have to say, you guys were one of the first things I thought of whenever I was walking my flat-tired bike home. I was like, you know, if I really don't find it, there's always that option.
Right.
That's awesome.
You're like the nuclear option.
I'm glad you reached out to us. And for all of the hopeless romantics, you have to let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys get married and have babies, we must know about it.
Well, I want to check before that. Like in a couple of weeks, we'll give you a call just to see if you guys have touched base and have gone out.
Cool. Good doing it. Definitely.
All right, Brian. I'll put you on hold.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks.
We can do the same thing for you guys. So remember, if this ever happens to you, or if you're out over the weekend and you just don't man up, or you don't get his phone number or whatever, then Monday or Tuesday rolls around and you're like, you know what? Damn, why didn't I just get the digits? We can find them for you with Love Lost and Found.
But details are important.
Details are very important. Yeah, we get some vague ones sometimes where, like, I met a guy, he's 6'4", and he was at the Braves game in section 210.
We didn't even have that time. Somebody called and said, I met him at a Braves game, he had a Braves hat on. Really?
Wow.
Good job.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.